probably dressed in dark clothing and real sad or in...
In mourning.
Okay. All right, somebody sees you on the street and says, hey there, and they ask about your health. They say, how are you doing today? Well, you're not doing real well. You're not doing bad.
You're just doing fair.
Fair, okay. Someone's trying to assure you that everything's going to be all right, and they don't want you to be upset. They might say, don't.
Worry.
Okay. And what do you call an aching in your joints?
A rheumatism.
How about in your other, the bony parts, another word?
Neuralgia.
Okay, and these people sent you a pamphlet the other week. That foundation that Joe called, and they sent you a list of doctors and all who were good to treat
arthritis,
yeah.
Foundation.
Okay. Now, this is a disease that children used to get, but they got a shot for it now, and their throat would get real bad. Okay, and then this is a disease that causes your skin to turn yellow and your
yellow jaundice.
Okay, now if you get a bad sharp pain in your right side,
appendicitis.
Okay, and if the food in your stomach comes back out,
you vomit.
Okay,
throw up.
Okay, is there another vomit or throw up? Anything else?
Sick at your stomach.
All right. If a person has the intention of doing something, all right, you want to know what a person's intention, or you're talking about what the person's intention was. So you'd say, all right, this woman had just heard some news, and when she heard the news, she ran over to...
She came over to tell me the news.
Okay. All right. If something's going to happen in the future, okay, you say it
will
happen in the future, it
will happen.
Okay, would you ever use the word shall?
Should have, will happen, shall happen.
Okay, but is shall not a word that you would more than likely use?
I don't remember using that word very much.
But it's something that you might hear in other people's speech or in writing or something, okay? Alrighty, if you both are going to be glad to see me, you say we...
Are glad to see you.
Okay. And if it'll be tomorrow, you say we...
We'll be glad to see you.
Okay. If you do that again, I'm going to have to...
Go and spank you.
Okay. Alright, here we got the young man who has taken an interest in a girl down the road. And he takes her out places and he goes by and visits her. You say he is...
Courting her.
Okay. And then he is her...
Sweetheart.
Okay, and another word...
Girlfriend.
Okay, and the boy then is the...
Girl's sweetheart.
Okay, if she is his girlfriend, then he is her... What's the opposite of girlfriend?
Boyfriend.
Okay. Are there any other words besides sweetheart and girl and boyfriend that they might be called?
Fiancé.
Okay. Alright, if a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother might tease him and say, aha, you've been?
A girl.
Okay, and how did he get lipstick on his collar? By?
Kissing.
Okay. If that boy asks her to marry him and she doesn't want to marry him, what do you say she did to him?
She turned him down.
Okay.